Hi, this is Dr. David Friedman, host of To Your Good Health Radio. Are you among the millions of people that struggle to attain optimal health and reach your ideal weight? We have with us today someone who's considered one of the most respected natural health experts in America. His battle and triumph over an autoimmune disease and cancer is one of the most inspirational natural health stories ever told. Jordan Rubin shares how to use ancient superfoods to transform your health. And it all starts now.
It's To Your Good Health Radio with number one best-selling author and renowned wellness expert, Dr. David Friedman, changing lives just for the health of it.
Our next guest is the author of 25 books, including The Maker's Diet, which spent 47 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. He's appeared on many television programs, including Good Morning America, NBC News, Fox, and CNN News. He's been featured in Time Magazine, People, Reader's Digest, and Newsweek, just to name a few. He's the formulator of hundreds of dietary supplements. Many have become number one top sellers in national health food stores. Please welcome co-founder of Ancient Nutrition, Jordan Rubin.
It's great to be here, Dr. Friedman. I'm glad you're letting me share a really important and timely message with your audience.
Oh, that's great. You know, there's an old saying, a picture's worth a thousand words, and you suffered from a devastating autoimmune disease called Crohn's. And your before and after pictures, Jordan, speak volumes of your amazing transformation back to health. And having an unhealthy gut has really turned into an epidemic. What is everybody doing wrong?
Well, I think from my standpoint, being diagnosed with an autoimmune gut disorder, Crohn's colitis, at age 19, so we're talking about 23 years ago, I'd never heard of these type of diseases, didn't know anyone that had them. In the last 22, 23 years, I believe the incidence of Crohn's, colitis, IBS, et cetera, has increased 100-fold, which is an epidemic, and people aren't talking about that, sadly. And that's not the only disease group that is on the rise, but I believe it's really environmental. It's a combination of the pollutants and toxins in our environment, our diet, and really just the overall degradation of the planet we live on. And I know that seems like something you can't grasp or change, but at the end of the day, we have to understand that we are living in a degenerated state. If we will take steps to regenerate our body and also our planet, we're going to see a reversal of these conditions, but we've got to make changes.
Right. You know, an interesting research is starting to correlate gut dysfunction to conditions we never thought of, like depression, diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart disease, even cancer. So whatever the diagnosis, Jordan, shouldn't healing the gut be priority number one?
I believe it should. And today they have coined a really interesting term called the microbiome. And it really speaks to the fact that our gut flora, our gut microbes, are an organ in and of themselves. And if anyone comes to me to help get them well, the gut is the first place you start, because I can trace every condition, every disease, and really every feeling of unwellness to the gut. So absolutely, you've got to get your foundation in order, and the gut is paramount to the body being able to regenerate itself.
Wow. You know, I've seen several patients suffering from clinical depression, and they're on medication. I get them on SBO probiotics, and Jordan, in 6 weeks, they walk in a great mood with a smile on their face. With so many people on antidepressants, share with us how an unhealthy gut could be to blame for people's moods and depression.
It's really interesting. If you look at various chemicals that you would attribute to brain function, they are produced in greater quantities in the gut. Serotonin, for example, is produced in the gut. And we know people talk about having a gut reaction. We know that when you're nervous, you can get a stomach ache. Think about it. If you're about to jump out of an airplane with a parachute, your gut drops. People use those different terms. But your gut is very related to your brain. In fact, it's this emerging field of science, gastro, neuro, really endocrinology and immuno added in. But the gut-brain connection is critical. And years ago, I read a book called The Second Brain by Michael Gershon, who is a pathologist, and it spoke to the fact that your gut has more to do with your mood, more to do with your memory, more to do with your attitude than really any of us believed. And so you're exactly right. Someone's depressed, treat the gut. somebody's anxious, treat gut. Instead, we treat these conditions with medications that actually damage the gut. We are doing more harm than good. The great news is there are tools that we can not provide side effects, but create side benefits.
Right. And you mentioned, you know, all the things the gut do. Also, decision-making, you know how they say trust your gut? And they say that that's tied into your brain's decision-making as well. So it's like that's pretty much, you said, everything that controls us is in our gut.
It is, and that's just the beginning. From healing your body if you break a bone, to urinary tract health, to immune system function, inflammation of the joints, all of that, I believe, is regulated in the gut, which has all the nerve endings that goes throughout the body. In fact, years ago, medical research said that 90% of conditions could be linked to this concept called autointoxication. Now, today we call that leaky gut. Back then it was called autointoxication, which is really self-poisoning. The toxins in your gut that seep through the lining help to challenge other systems of the body. You want to get straight, fix your gut. And that's why, in a way, I was blessed to have a gut disease, because it taught me how to help so many more people with their various conditions.
Right. Now, you're a big advocate of bone broth as being the number one go-to when it comes to balancing, cleansing, and nourishing the body. In fact, you and Dr. Josh Axe have launched a new product line of bone broth protein. Share with the listeners what's so special about bone broth.
Well, for years, I've been telling people that had major health crises to go on a bone broth fast or cleanse, meaning make old-fashioned bone broth like our grandmothers made, and only consume that for a number of days. Now, it worked like a charm, but the compliance was awful because it takes 24 to 48 hours to make. The people who are the most in need or the sickest couldn't stand to make
it. Right.
Smells up the house and et cetera. But for years, I would see people that needed this. They just wouldn't do it, couldn't do it, whatever. And about a year and a half ago, I was dealing with a knee issue. I started drinking copious amounts of bone broth. I couldn't make enough. Then I bought the frozen stuff that was from the health food store that was $10 a bag, still great for you. And then I was able to find a substance I was using to formulate some products with as a minor ingredient and a flavoring. And it worked amazingly well for me. And it ultimately became what I believe to be the most important supplement that one can consume. And we call it bone broth protein. And it is designed to help build your body from the inside out. And it has really created amazing results in hundreds of thousands of people in a very short time.
Wow. And as you mentioned, it's not a new concept. My grandma as well, she referred to chicken broth as Jewish penicillin. And if my grandma was alive today and saw how bone broth has become the latest health craze, she'd not only be saying, I told you so, she'd be demanding royalties from ancient nutrition.
There you go. I have a Jewish grandmother as well, or had. And some of the secrets to that food preparation and that I learned in the creation of bone broth protein came from my grandmother, who was the youngest of eight children. And they had one chicken, and they made a soup every week. She would get the dregs, which, by the way, were the bones, joints, ligaments, tendons, schmaltz, and gribbiness. And she actually got the best of the best. And we're finding that bone broth contains collagen, chondroitin, glucosamine, potassium. It's like a sports drink meets a gut booster, and we know that it supports an immune system. So it's all around amazing.
That's great. You know, in 15 years on the radio, I've not endorsed a guest product on the air, but I have to say I take ancient bone broth protein every day. I recommend it to all my patients. I add it to my morning smoothie, drink a cup of hot broth at lunch. And last night, Jordan, I made sweet potato hummus with garlic, lime juice, and olive oil and ancient bone broth protein. It was delicious. I feel great. So kudos to you from me and my patients.
Awesome. Sounds yummy, by the way. And then, you know, you mentioned something interesting. The protein powders out there from dairy can be allergenic. Eggs, same thing. Pea and rice don't always work with the gut. But what's great about bone broth protein, we had brisket last night. We used bone broth protein in the sauce. I mixed it in smoothies, make desserts out of it. You made it in your, mixed it in your hummus. It's great. Warm, it's great, cool. It might sound weird to have chocolate bone broth protein, but it's award-winning in its flavor. So I literally bribe my kids to do some healthy things, and I bribe them with trips and, you know, educational opportunities. they consume 1 to 2 servings of bone broth protein a day. Their hair is amazing. Their nails grow fast. And I feel confident that they're building strong and healthy bones. It's not just about muscles, folks. Build your inside by received. And Dr. Friedman, you're busy like me. We don't have time to make bone broth, even though we know it's great. That's right. Why this is so amazing. It's a real food packed in a supplement, and it's universal. Whether you're young, old, or a professional athlete, all individuals can benefit from good old-fashioned bone broth.
Yeah, and it takes me 60 seconds, which being an A-type personality is perfect for me. I couldn't do the hours and hours and hours it took to cook bone broth from scratch. So it's for me, it's like convenience is a plus. And then the results are even a triple plus there as well. But let me ask you, so many people suffer from constipation, which can have negative effects on the health. I had a patient last month, Jordan, ask me if having 2 bowel movements was considered healthy. I told her yes, but 3 is actually better. Her mouth dropped, and she replied, Dr. Friedman, I was asking if 2 per week was normal. Talk about toxic body. Anyway, I got her on the bone broth protein and probiotics. Less than 4 weeks, her BMs were normal. But here's the kicker. She lost about 12 pounds. And with so many people struggling with their weight, couldn't chronic constipation be an underlying issue?
Absolutely. And people try to say in the old days, you've probably seen some of these death begins in the colon sensational stuff. And John Wayne had 50 pounds of fecal matter in his colon when he died, right. And all this nonsense. I do believe that getting your bowels moving can contribute to healthy metabolism, but it isn't as simple as losing a bunch of, well, crap. I mean, what it is, when you get your colon moving, it sets up a positive or virtuous cycle that allows you to utilize food and fluids better, which helps to balance the sodium, the potassium. So the answer is yes. If you're bloated and constipated and you get your gut right, you can lose weight. But it isn't as simple as just dumping the fecal matter. You are actually resetting your metabolism from the bottom up.
That's so true. You know, I interview so many authors that say the root of all evil is animal food. Some say it's wheat. Others blame sugar. Now we're told gluten is the devil. Where do you stand on these popular beliefs?
Well, I can tell you, if we had more time, I believe that there's a way to consume dairy and grains that can be really good for you. I certainly believe in consuming healthful animal foods. I raise animals. I have an organic farm where I raise plants and animals. So I do believe that an ancestral diet consuming superfoods is great. We talked about bone broth. I'm, believe it or not, a big believer in fish roe, what some people call caviar. Medicinal mushrooms are amazing. Fermented foods are fabulous. I believe consuming a diet that is aligned with our ancient ancestors is the absolute best thing we can do. It will give us maximum nutrition. It'll take care of our gut. And the bottom line is, we may be living longer today, but we're not living better. So that's why I always look back to history to find our healthy future.
Oh, that's great. Now, you've got a new book on essential oils, which is a hot topic. Now, you wrote with Dr. Josh Axe. How do people use essential oils, Jordan? Do they put them in a diffuser on their skin in the bathtub, or do they ingest them? How do they get the healing properties?
Yes. Yes, yes, and yes.
Yes, yes, and yes.
Essential oils are getting to be an absolute craze. Seems like every woman and some men are interested in how to use these powerful plant compounds. And myself and Dr. Josh Axe create an educational platform, starting with our book, Essential Medicine, which gives you an how-to for over 50 oils, do-it-yourself recipes. You can use certain oils internally. You can diffuse them. I do all the above. Put them in your bath. Use them with your pets. Great for skincare. Great in recipes. Ancient medicine, as I mentioned. We have a book that's over 500 pages, but yet easy to use and can become part of your daily life. We've got an online essential oil institute to train. We really believe that oils should be an indispensable part of everyone's family healthcare regimen.
Oh, that's awesome. Great stuff. And the short time we have you here, you're an organic farmer, you mentioned, so your diet consists of foods that you know are void of chemicals, GMOs, and pesticides. How can people eat right that have to rely on what's on the shelves of a grocery store?
Well, I really think that the organic movement is good. It's a starting point. I would prefer to buy local foods that are from farmers markets or direct to farmers. They may not be certified organic, but can talk to the people actually growing and raising them. But I do believe organic's a great start. But you can eat organic cookies made with white flour and white organic sugar. You've got to understand the superfoods that will fuel your body. The closer to nature, the better. I'm definitely an omnivore, a conscious omnivore. I love, a small amount of fruit that are dark colored. Veggies are amazing. Herbs are even better. But if there's one thing I could share, and I think, Dr. Friedman, I was speaking when we last were together about spices. We need more spices to power our body. They are the most powerful substances on the planet. We just don't get enough of them.
So true. Well, fantastic, everybody. Thanks so much for being on the show, Jordan.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's great. To learn more about Ancient Nutrition Bone Broth Protein, go to bonebrothprotein.com. It's chock full of collagen, glucosamine, amino acids, and nutrients that support a healthy body. I use it every day. That's bonebrothprotein.com. You can get Jordan Rubin's books, including the latest Essential Oils Ancient Medicine, on amazon.com. Stay up to date on all of our latest health and wellness segments at toyourgoodhealthradio.com, iHeartRadio, or subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. For my daily health tweets, follow me on Twitter @Dr. David Friedman. More to come. Stay tuned and stay well.